Hello, dear friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And I want to wish you a happy and wonderful Thanksgiving week as we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday. Just wanted to share a few thoughts with you today as we look ahead and prepare our hearts for that day. The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4 tied Thanksgiving as a theme into some very interesting issues that he's discussing. Beginning in verse 6, he says, "Be anxious for nothing." Now, if you're like me, that may be a large command to follow sometimes, especially during this year of 2020. We've all had many things that could make us anxious, couldn't we? But Paul says, "Be anxious for nothing." Now, we'll never attain complete obedience to that commandment in this lifetime, but we can rest in its possibility, can't we? That is what the Lord God actually requires of us. Be anxious for nothing. And Paul goes on to say, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And then Paul goes on to speak of things that are actually important in the mind of God. And we want to have the mind of Christ, the mind of God, if we're going to avoid anxiety and think in a way that pleases him and enjoy the results of that, which is this peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that guards our hearts and minds. Paul says we need to think in a certain way in verses 8 and 9. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." What a wonderful passage to focus our minds on at any time, but especially in this week of Thanksgiving, right? You know, when I think of Thanksgiving preachers, if I can put it that way, one man who made a great impact on my life from a distance, I didn't know him personally, in fact, missed the chance to meet him personally on two occasions, and so I never did on this side of heaven, but he did make a great impact on me at an early age through his media ministry, and that was Dr. D. James Kennedy. Now, we disagree on some areas of theology, we understand that, but I still love Dr. Kennedy and appreciate him and learn so much from him. And he's one of the great Thanksgiving preachers. When I think of Thanksgiving, I sometimes will still even go back and pull out one of his videos and watch it, especially at this time of the year, because, first of all, he's probably the first preacher who got me thinking about the pilgrims and explained the importance of the pilgrims to me in a way that I could understand and begin to put together and build upon. But just, he had such wonderful ways with things like the Thanksgiving holiday sermon. And I have some notes that I've preserved in my Bible, where I've talked to you before about how I take notes in my Bible. And I have some notes from one of his great Thanksgiving sermons where he talked about, I believe the message was called "The Christian's Magic Wand." And the magic wand is Thanksgiving. And here's what he said. "Is your heart full of worry? With the magic wand of gratitude, that can be transformed. It is a magic wand that transforms anxiety into peace." Wouldn't we love to have that kind of a process going on in our minds this Thanksgiving week. The world is taken up with concerns far outside of our control. We may have very strong opinions, feelings, desires, you know, worry about what the future will hold in light of all these things that are happening. But we can transform in our own minds worry into peace by thanksgiving. Dr. Kennedy went on and said, one reason for our ingratitude is not the paucity of God's gifts. It's not scarcity. He said it is the superabundance of them that we do not even realize how blessed we are. Think of the pilgrims and what they had. Think of what they would think. I said this to someone we were talking at lunch yesterday. We were eating in a buffet restaurant. And we said, what would the pilgrims think if they walked in here and saw this buffet spread out? And we're told you can eat any and all and as much as you want of any of this. My goodness, they might just fall over and faint. And here we have all these blessings and we're worried about losing them. When the Lord God tells us, be anxious for nothing, trust in Him. Turn your anxiety into peace. I trust and hope and pray that these thoughts today, some of them borrowed from the late Dr. Kennedy, are an encouragement and a help to you. And I truly hope and pray nothing but the best for you during this week of Thanksgiving. May it be a meaningful and memorable time as you prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving. God bless you.